This was an abhorrent crime of an industrial scale. And I've been on the record before I took up this job, and I'm happy to confirm it again today that I do believe there's merit for a public inquiry. So I will be taking a paper to my executive colleagues in regards to this. But the cost associated with the site you rightly outline is likely to be significant. This could cost up to £700 million to remediate this site. And I will be looking to the UK government, not just in terms of financial support in terms of any future public inquiry, but also in terms of the remediation of the site, because these are significant costs for us as an executive to bear whilst we're continuing to deliver public services in Northern Ireland and also to do the good work in terms of supporting agriculture and improving our environment more broadly. I'm also committed to engagement on this issue, and whilst I'll bring that paper to my executive colleagues in relation to both the merits of an inquiry but also remediation of the site and giving them an update, I think it's important I engage locally around this, so I will be seeking to meet with the five Foyle MLAs over the time ahead, alongside the Mayor and Chief Executive of the Council, because I want to meet with you, so I want to talk through the issues on the site and then also particularly in terms of the remediation on the way forward. It's important we look to the past and understand lessons to be learnt, but it's also important we look to the future and have remediation of this site.